Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Diane is from Fitchburg. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane is currently on her way to work. She cleans up horse poop.
Oh, my sister did that for quite a few years. One Christmas, we had
to help her
before we could open presents.
Are you at somebody's stables or at a farm, or what's going on?
Yep, they're home stables.
Ooh.
That's so cool.
The beautiful people. Yeah, the beautiful people.
That's a good life when you own horses, right? That's when you know you've made it. If you can afford horses.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm standing here looking at Mount Wachusett.
Oh,
from their property.
Lovely.
Of course.
Must be nice.
Little party this afternoon. Why don't you text us the address and we'll come on over.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Go right.
You need to help me shovel.
You have to help shovel.
Yeah, Twice a day.
It's the only way.
All right, Diane, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win $100. Kennedy's got 2,844 wins. She's got 239 losses, and she has now stepped into that studio where she cannot hear any of this. Again, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, there's a brand new Twinkie called Moonberry. It's a dark blue sponge cake with a white cream filling. Which company makes Twinkies?
Hostess.
Question number two. Tom Brady turning 42 on Saturday. Which state did Tom Terrific grow up in?
California.
Question number three. Julianne Hough reportedly had a talk with her husband and told him that she's not straight, but that she chose to be with him. She's a judge on which competition show?
America's Got Talent.
Question number four. On this date in 2000. Republicans nominated Texas Governor George W. Bush for president and Dick Cheney for vice president. What is the name of the 2018 Oscar-nominated movie about Dick Cheney's rise to power and how he was quietly running the show the whole time?
Ooh, I don't know, but it sounds awful.
Actually, it was a very good movie. It's a fantastic movie.
I appreciate your honesty.
Who was it that played the lead in it? What was his name?
Was it Christian Bale, right?
Yeah.
He gained a bunch of weight for it.
He was really good in it. All right, question number five. Kanye West has been talking up a new low-income housing project he's working on, inspired by the buildings on Luke Skywalker's home planet of Tatooine in Star Wars. Okay?
Of course he is.
Kanye set the internet on fire back in 2018 when he went on TMZ, and in an epic rant, he stupidly said, "What was a choice?"
Homosexuality.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy.
How many horses are there?
Four.
Wow.
Is there one named Buttercup?
What are their names?
No. Seabiscuit.
Halo, Fire, Flame. Nope. Halo, Flame, Kiri, and Risto.
Okay. Wow. Halo. I like that one.
Yep.
Kennedy, Diane got 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
All right, let's
These are tough. Here we go. There's a brand new Twinkie called Moonberry, and it's a dark blue sponge cake with white cream filling, Kennedy.
Nope.
Which company makes Twinkies?
Hostess.
Tie to one. Question number two. Tom Brady turning 42 on Saturday. Which state did Tom Terrific grow up in?
California.
Question number three. Julianne Hough recently had a talk with her husband and told him that apparently she's not straight, but she chose to be with him. She is a judge on which competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
America's Got Talent.
Mm.
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 3-2. Question number four. On this date in 2000, Republicans nominated Texas Governor George W. Bush for president, Dick Cheney for vice president. What is the name of the 2018 Oscar-nominated movie about Dick Cheney's rise to power and how he was quietly running the show the whole time?
Vice.
What was Vice? We're tied at 3, going to the final
Dagger.
Question.
She's like, I lose and I have to shovel poop. No,
in your stable face.
Kanye West has been talking up a new low-income housing project that he's working on, inspired by the buildings on Luke Skywalker's home planet of Tatooine in Star Wars. Of course, Kanye set the internet on fire back in 2018 when he went on TMZ, and in an epic rant, he stupidly said what was a choice?
I don't remember.
Slavery.
Oh, right.
So that's
bad.
Even worse than what I said.
It was so bad, Diane.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. All right, Diane, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to the World Music and Wine Festival. It is happening on August 7th at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. You can buy tickets at melodytent.org, but you're going to get those tickets, so you enjoy them, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Diane. I'm about to shovel poop, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
And if you know her, I would start sucking up to Jennifer now.
Yep.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. Steven is from Hopkinton. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning.
Steven is a host for a quiz show, Kennedy.
Okay. He also is in a wind tunnel.
Steven, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We can't hear you, though, is the problem.
Good.
We're getting like a wind tunnel effect. We're getting...
Are you on a horse?
Are you in a submarine? Are you on Old Town Road? Where are you right now? Steven, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Still reenactment on the horse.
Okay, good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has stepped out of the studio. She's now over there. Can't hear any of this happening. She's got 2,845 wins, 239 losses. Question number one. Will Smith shared a photo of himself, Hugh Hefner, and Alfonso Ribeiro from 1993. It was for an episode of The Fresh Prince when they visited the Playboy Mansion. What was Alfonso's character's name? He even had his own signature dance move.
The character's name is Carlton Banks.
Question number two. 10 years ago this month, the Black Eyed Peas song, I Got a Feeling, was number one in the song, They Got a Feeling That Blank.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Question number three. Mary Louise Parker, turning 55 today. She starred in a popular Showtime series where she was a suburban mom turned pot dealer. Name the show.
Weeds.
Question number four. It's Barack Obama's birthday on Sunday. Is the former president in his 50s or 60s?
50s.
Question number five. Emma Watson posted a Harry Potter throwback in honor of J.K. Rowling's birthday. After Harry Potter, Emma attended an Ivy League college. Which one?
Brown.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Oh, wrong button. Let's try this one.
Yeah, he ain't getting none of those.
Yeah, none of this. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Steven, who hosts a quiz show, doing his show from a wind tunnel, got 5 out of 5 correct.
Holy crap.
That was pretty good, Steven. Pretty good. What is the name of the quiz show you host?
It's not fair to say it's a show. It's more like a bar trivia. You go to a bar, you play.
Like stump trivia or whatever?
Can't Smoke
yeah,
Steven.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Can't Smoke Steven is a great, great thing to do out at the bar. Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong because it adds to the suspense.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think.
You sure?
No.
You all right?
Mm-mm.
You need a hug?
Definitely not.
Please don't touch me.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Will Smith shared a photo of himself, Hugh Hefner, and Alfonso Ribeiro from 1993. It was for an episode of The Fresh Prince when they visited the Playboy Mansion. What was Alfonso's character's name? He even had his own signature dance move.
Carlton.
Question number two. 10 years ago this month, the Black Eyed Peas song, I Got a Feeling, was number one. Kennedy, in the song, They Got a Feeling That Blank. They got a feeling that blank.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Question number three. Mary Louise Parker turning 55 today. She starred in a popular Showtime series where she was a suburban mom turned pot dealer. Name the show.
Weeds.
It's Barack Obama's birthday on Sunday. Is the former president in his 50s or 60s?
50s.
Question number five. Emma Watson posted a Harry Potter throwback in honor of J.K. Rowling's birthday. After Harry Potter, Emma attended an Ivy League college. Which one?
Brown.
All right, let's see. Carleton. Yes, tied at one. Tonight's going to be a good night. Yes. Question number three, weeds. Question number four, he is in his 50s. He'll be 58. And question number five, Brown is correct.
Holy! I thought I got two wrong. I'd circled two of them I thought got wrong. Wow.
Steven, so here's the deal. You end up getting a 5-5 tie. You don't win the game, but because the money's not ours and it belongs to our boss, Sal, if you get all five right and Kennedy gets all five right, I give you the $100.
Hooray!
You can buy a better phone.
We're just giving away everything, and that's Feline. That's
not only do you have the $100, but I have a pair of tickets for you to see Khalid August 10th at the TD Garden, so you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Where should people come see your trivia night, Stephen? When's the next one?
I have to confess. That is something I used to do. I no longer do it.
What?
The deceit.
There was a mix-up.
What is going
Listen,
on?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do to get on the radio.
You're right, Stephen. I don't hate it.
All right, Stephen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you tell us another lie?
My name is Steven, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Yeah, so you say.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sad,
man.
Home ownership, car,
school, mortgage, Kennedy. Bald.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kippy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Amy's from Medfield. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. How's it going?
Doing good. So Amy is a teacher. She's off for the summer, and she's taking her son to swim class. What's your son's name? He said, hi, that's me, but I did not hear his name.
It's Thomas.
Thomas. Hello, Thomas. Kennedy. Amy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, Amy, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She's got 2,846 wins, only 239 losses. Question number one. Eric Dane does not regret the nude tape that leaked in 2009 featuring him and his ex-wife, Rebecca Gayhart, and the former Miss USA team, Carrie Ann Paniche. What show is Eric Dane's character called McSteamy?
Grey's Anatomy.
Question number two. Ryan Lochte turning 35 today. He is an Olympian and a liar, liar, pants on fire. Which sport did he compete in?
Swimming.
Question number three. The Fast and Furious spinoff Hobbs and Shaw is out this weekend with The Rock and Jason Statham being forced to team up to save the world. Who plays the villain in the movie?
Oh, boy. Vin Diesel?
All right. Question number four. Katy Perry and her label have been ordered to shell out $2.78 million in damages after a court ruled that her song Dark Horse rips off Joyful Noise, which is a Christian rap song. Who is the rapper that features with Katy Perry on Dark Horse?
Oh, my gosh. I just watched it. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
All right. Question number five. Nicki Minaj says that Kanye West told her he is a born-again Christian. What is Nicki Minaj's real name? Is it Natasha, Nicole, or Onika?
I'm going to say Nicole.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Oh, that was nice job. Nice job, Camden.
Those were hard.
Those were very difficult questions, I tell you. Amy got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are rough. You ready?
I'm ready.
Eric Dane does not regret the nude tape that leaked back in 2009 with his ex-wife and the former Miss Teen USA. Mm-hmm. Which show is Eric Dane's character called McSteamy?
Grey's Anatomy.
Tied at one. Question number two. Ryan Lochte turning 35 today. He's an Olympian. And a liar, liar, pants on fire. Which sport did he compete in?
Swimming.
Tied at 2. The Fast and the Furious spinoff Hobbs and Shaw is out this weekend, with The Rock and Jason Statham being forced to team up to save the world. Who plays the villain in the movie?
Oh, Night King Gary.
Idris Elba would have been a better answer. Tied at 2. Question number 4. Katy Perry and her label have been ordered to shell out almost $3 million in damages after a court ruled that her song Dark Horse rips off Joyful Noise, a Christian rap song. Who is the rapper that features with Katy Perry on Dark Horse?
Oh.
Kennedy.
How am I supposed to know? Wiz Khalifa.
What? 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Juicy J. All right. Question number 5. It is tied at 2.
I could do that if I had the answers in front of me too, son.
You've been reporting on the story for the past 2 days.
I didn't ever mention Juicy J.
Poor guy. Nicki Minaj says that Kanye West told her he is a born-again Christian. What is Nicki Minaj's real name? Is it Natasha Nicole or Onika?
Nicole.
It is Onika. Onika.
Those are tough. I know I got it wrong. Thank you, Candy.
In your face.
Well, we end up in a tie 2-2, which means Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Amy, you don't get the cash.
Wow, Amy, that was a squeaker.
That's okay.
You got 4 tickets to Canobie Lake Park, where all the fun is. Thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with a tidal river and private cabanas, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you. We will so much. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Amy from Medfield, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.